This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And now, here we are. I have got three of the most handsome men in Litchfield, and occasionally they move and shake. That's the way to put it. So welcome, Mayor Doherty, and Superintendent Furstenow, and Hospital Administrator Tempe. I know, it's Jim and Greg and Steve, if that's all right with you guys.
Oh, got it.
Okay, I know it is. You guys have been, we've been here before, so it's not like we're just meeting, and that's a good thing. We've all had good stuff. First off, Steve, you've got a lot to talk about, I know.
Always. John, thank you for having us today. I think it's a good idea that we get together on a regular basis because there's so much going on in the city that is intermingled with different groups, with the high school, or not the high school, but the school district and the hospital, such big players in our community, as well as all the projects and things that kind of intermingle with the city. And there's a lot of information out there on the internet, but not a ton of it's accurate. So we hope to give some accurate and up to date information here.
Well, I know that we've been hearing about for the last few days the of course the new subdivision, the new lake lots available around Lake Lou. And that is exciting, and I understand that the interest in it has been really good.
Well, we've leased our first lot, John, and we have two other people interested in investigating how to go about getting their choice at this point. And we haven't even started promoting it yet. Our brochures just came out. Signs are just going up. And it's very encouraging. And the good part of that project is it serves so many needs. Where we had a water line out there that needed replacement, that's part of this project. We have lake sustainability that's part of this project. And all the funding from the leases is going to help all those things get paid for without using taxpayer money. So
I have a question. Win-win. I've always wondered about this, and I when a person leases the lot, do they still pay property taxes on the lease? How does that work?
They pay property taxes on improvements.
Oh, on improvements, yeah. Okay.
And it's a 60-year lease. There is an annual fee also. For the most part, that's the major investment. But what we had is we had people buying homes for $300,000, $350,000 on the lake, tearing them down to build their home of choice. So, you know, we're talking probably $1 million worth of investment there. So it was very necessary to come up with some more building lots. Some of these lots are going to be going to need some Ozark builders with the steepness of them. But we have that around the lake anyway, and there's some beautiful lots out there.
Yeah. Now, how do you get to the new subdivision?
You go east on 16th Avenue, and we'll have signage there very shortly. But it's just before you get to Solar Circle. And that's another beauty of that. We got the new water line in there. And then I noticed that it's 0.2 miles from the water line to Solar Circle. So we're going to connect those water lines for a little bit of money to make sure that we've got service to those areas from two different directions. So
that's awesome. Now, how is the water line from Mount Olive to Litchfield? How's that coming along?
I think they're going to be drinking our water next month.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm done with my questions.
Okay. All right. Well,
I only had two.
Yeah. Well, and I wanted to say, too, before I forget it, you know, we got Bickers Market this weekend. Senator Turner is going to be in town. We're going to give her a whirlwind tour of the community, show her the crowd we hope to have at the Bickers Market. We'll take her out to the lake, and it should have a good crowd, too, and we'll show her the museum and the new industrial park and probably the location of both the new YMCA project and the new school, elementary school project. So she'll see there's a lot happening in the area. So,
okay.
And I know Greg's got a meeting with her next week, too. So maybe she'll start paying attention to us down here.
All right. So speaking of the school project, what's going on there?
Well, next week we will be sending out
the early bid package for steel and precast concrete. The steel market is kind of tight right now, but we're going to get those bids out. We're anticipating those bids back August 5th, just on the precast and steel. We're not obligated to those bids. I want to make that clear that this is just going out as a pre-bid package to see what the market and what the environment is. At the next July and our meeting on Tuesday, this is the month we've moved to Tuesdays, which is good so that we can attend other meetings that coincide with the school board meeting. But they're going to really coming up to the final design on the new elementary building on State Street. And then following that meeting, we hope to be sending out all of the bids shortly thereafter for consideration in October.
Just getting to this point, how long has this process been going on?
Essentially, it's been about a two-year process.
I thought it's been quite a while.
You know, getting close to 2 years come August. But, you know, it had to identify what we wanted to do. And then, of course, securing property for a new building, which we've been able to do. And then with our partner, the city, we've come up with what we believe is a very good plan to address our second through fifth grade students and the education that they're going to receive out of that facility. So, you know, it's an ongoing process. You know, hopefully once we get this one out and get bid, you know, when we can get steel is going to determine when we're going to build it and when we're going to groundbreak. And we'll know that, you know, in August, depending upon how that looks. We've been as told that it could be March before we got steel. So really we won't open any ground up until the site is until we're ready to go. There's no sense doing work ahead of time and then having to go back and redo that site prep for the building. So, but it's moving right along, and the board will get an update on the project on the 20th, as well as where the budget stands on the project. So things are moving really good in that direction.
School is coming, you know, like it always does, and Jim, I want to want you to weigh on this in a moment as well. Right now, this Delta variant is taking over young people in Missouri quite voraciously. Vaccinations. What are you doing preparation wise, and what are you anticipating as we get closer to school opening?
Well, I can tell you, John. Right now, the administration is planning on 5 days a week, full days of school. That's our plan right now. We've been planning for that. Of course, you know, there's quite a bit of time between now and August 12th when the students come back on the 13th. But, you know, we're planning business as usual. We're still waiting on some guidance that will be coming from IDPH in terms of what those parameters will look like. I just was on coming over here before here. We had a superintendent's call of superintendents in Montgomery and Fayette County, and we were just having some discussion about their plans. And everybody's looking at going back 5 days a week, full days. So that's how we're preparing right now. I don't know what this Delta variant's going to do. We ran a very successful summer school program, did not have any problems with over 200 students participating in our summer school, and we didn't have one shutdown or one case, you know, at that point in time. So, you know, we're planning on registration is going right now for parents to register their kids. So we're planning on starting school right on time, 5 days a week, full days.
And, you know, and I would not anticipate anything different because we don't hear any sad stories right now in our area or basically statewide. So, Jim, how's the hospital? What's the census? What are you running into over there?
Well, what we're finding is that right now we're at 1 month since we've had a COVID patient in-house. So really the vaccination program in Illinois has been successful so far. I think our we do anticipate some of that, some of the Delta virus coming through from Missouri, because that's kind of how the original waves came through, was starting in Missouri, came through to Illinois, then up to Chicago. I think the most important thing for people to know is that, you know, getting vaccinated is the best way for everything to stay open, whether it's schools or your business or whatever. To keep these restrictions off, the best thing we can all do is get vaccinated. Now, 12-year-olds and up can be vaccinated. They can go to their doctor's office. All the doctor's offices in town have vaccinations available anytime. They can get vaccinated at 12 years old and up, and that's going to help. The other thing is, I think the schools have done a great job of keeping students safe and showing that we can continue to keep people safe. Just like our hospital, we haven't had any cases of COVID amongst our staff in over 6 months. You know, and so we're continuing to follow the IDPH guidance and CDC guidance of wearing masks in the hospital in our clinical settings. And we're not seeing any spread amongst the staff either. So if we all continue to be, you know, smart about what we're doing, and we continue to get more people vaccinated, the more we get vaccinated, the more we're going to stay open.
We'll be back with more after this. All right, we're back here under the gazebo. A lot of things going on. Hey, it's, you know, I use my imagination, you know, it works. And you notice one of these days it'll be a room out here. We get the fence and stuff. So there's a lot going on. Let's talk a bit, if we can, about how Litchfield is faring versus the rest of the state, versus the rest of the Midwest, both from the terms of healthcare, mm-hmm. from the terms of education, and from the terms of just opportunity. You've got so many things going on, Mayor, that it's hard to get them all in, isn't it?
You know, John, the biggest crutch right now is the fact that we can't find people to work. And I think every industry, except for education, has that problem. I think Greg said the other day, every position is full. Well, you're unique.
Yeah, that's true.
And I won't mention where I went today, but I spent more than 20 minutes in a drive-through line, and I couldn't fault the restaurant. They are just short of help. Yeah. And it's sad. I mean, we have industry that wants to expand here. And they can't fill the positions they have now. And you got the same thing with restaurants, and Walmart consistently has 40 to 50 positions open. So until that problem is solved, we're going to continue to have growth issues.
Yeah, I can see it. And, of course, I see it, too. We see restaurants that have curtailed their hours. They're not open as late because of, you know, people probably working overtime. We have commercials running on the air, more than one business advertising for help, like you talked about. And how about the hospital? Are you guys fully staffed? Or
we are not. So we do have quite a few openings compared to what we've had before. We have, you can see on our light up billboard says now hiring on it. Just like all the other businesses in town, we have to compete for those entry level positions. Certainly our nursing staff and the professional roles are a little easier to hire for, although there's a national nursing shortage right now because of the pandemic. A lot of nurses retired during the pandemic, so nationally it's very difficult to hire nurses, but we've never seen this problem with our entry-level positions before, so we're experiencing that now. Of course, everyone pulls together and makes it work for our patients, but it's hard to find people.
What's happening with our new I want to say YMCA-like development out at the hospital?
Well, we're working as a team with the YMCA and Litchfield Unlimited Corporation, who's the people that are going to be operating the building. We're just exploring all our options right now. We're working on our partnership, and it's still in the planning phases, similar to how the school took a little while to get going. So we're kind of in that phase right now of just planning and trying to figure out best placement for a building and how we can best serve the community.
Okay. Jim, the best part about St. Francis Hospital has been its connection with this city for over 100 years.
Right. 146 years.
146.
Four more years, you'll have our 150th anniversary.
Okay, plans being made for a big party?
Well, a big party and I'm sure a big fundraiser, too. You know, right?
They go hand in hand. Like, that's right.
That's half my job.
I did not get a chance to talk to Robbie Robinson before the show today. I wanted to, but I know there's plans for another Robinson Brothers homecoming concert.
There are, and I can't give the dates yet. I'll let Robbie tell you that when he hasn't confirmed.
Oh, 100%. I understand.
But once he does, we'll have the save the dates come out. We're looking at this fall.
It is expected to be this fall. Yep. That's great. I do know one very famous person that he has lined up to come, and I won't say it either.
It'll blow your socks off.
It'll blow your socks off. That's exactly right.
Right. I have about 20 people lined up from my family. My wife's family is from Chicago, and they are, multiple people wanting to come down for this concert because this is world class.
Yeah, so, that's for sure. Well,
we're lucky.
Yeah, we are extremely lucky. That's for sure. Now, let me ask you, Greg, the next thing I think is important. How is everything, and you touched on it, is everything getting ready for school going smoothly? Are there any hiccups, anything that's caused any delays? Everything's going good.
No, actually, our maintenance staff has moved right along with their facilities, getting them ready. We ran summer school, so that was kind of a rehearsal for that. Our buses are in good shape. Our drivers are in good shape. Our teaching staff is in good shape, and everybody else is in pretty good shape. So our facilities will be ready to roll on the 12th of August when staff do come back. But we really can't complain with how the things have gone. We've done some projects, some improvements that needed to be done as well. But everything's gone together quite nicely this summer. And looking forward to getting kids back in the fall and getting things moving.
Has the IHSA got their act back together to where we can actually do sports like they're supposed to be done, do you think, this year?
Yeah. Unless they are told differently, we have not been told anything that we will not be starting football on time in the fall, or volleyball, or golf, or cross country, or boys soccer, or marching band for that matter. We're running summer camps right now for basketball, and wrestling's going on, and volleyball's going on, and our weight room's open for coaches to bring athletes in, and our new coaches to the district have been in the weight room working with student athletes this summer. So I'm just looking forward to if there is such a thing called normalcy, but, I'd like to just kind of see COVID in the rearview mirror.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't we all?
And get moving, in a positive direction, so that our kids will come back and we're not going to be playing football in April and March.
Oh, yeah.
And wrestling in June. That just doesn't sit right,
No.
But at least they had the opportunity to do that.
That is true. Now, Steve, there has been a fair amount of talk about this Route 16 corridor and its development. The new industrial park, obviously, is a big part of that. What's going on over in Jerseyville is a big part of that. What's the future hold for Route 16?
Well, I personally am involved both in Jerseyville and Litchfield with business. I own a movie theater there, and the city is very progressive over there in the economic development area. Mm-hmm. They currently just started a project, actually, that is going to involve 50 city blocks. It'll be a walking tour with historical venues, restaurants, parks. The magical part of it is that Jerseyville sold their water plant, their sewer plant, and everything underground to Illinois American Water. And they have roughly $45 million in the bank to spend on this type of thing. And that would be sweet. I would love to have something like that to deal with. ironically, the water bills have lowered at this point. Okay? So, it's I'm not going to announce we're considering that because we're not. We're not. But the beauty of it is that they are actually spending the money to grow the money. Okay, I mean, they're going to put a lot of it towards tourism and sustainability, new streets, new curbing, new sidewalks, and really promote the tourism. Right across from my theater, they've leveled a block, and it's going to include parking, green space. The restaurants and bars on that block are all getting facade grants to improve the rear of their building to make them look like the front of their building. And they'll have holiday activities there. They'll have live music and this kind of thing. And I just restored my 72-year-old marquee over there, and the city, you know, contributed to that. So very progressive. But along with that, they have a new industrial park project to the tune of about $100 million project, which is a transportation improvement where they offload trailers off of railroad cars onto tractor trailers and that kind of thing. And we're just kind of discussing the prospect of maybe 16 evolving into a truck route between the two interstates and the two industrial park areas, and kind of tying our communities together, which would help Macoupin County quite a bit.
Yeah, sure.
With residuals. So just under discussion, we have heard from IDOT some interest, so we're probably going to pursue that. But we're all busy right now. I heard you talking to Sean about, and you're talking about the IHSA, youth sports and this kind of thing. We're still right on the bubble for a regional soccer park. We received a notice that we are approved for a grant, but we have to find a way to purchase the property, and we're working on that right now. We don't want to use taxpayer funds to do it, although it will greatly increase sales tax revenue, tourism revenue from motels being full and this kind of thing, and promote more development, because this will be in the Corvette Drive area, near Walmart and the strip malls and this kind of thing, you know, and walking distance to the motels and the restaurants and new sidewalks out there. Just, you know, it's all coming together. But, you know, money's hard to find right now for something like that. But we're working on it. But that would help a lot to grow soccer, which is basically one of the reasons baseball is not doing as well as it used to.
True. One of the interesting things, of course, we just came off of 4th of July weekend. You had a big event out at the lake. Was that well attended? Did everything go well there?
It did, and the lake was packed, and we hope it will be again this weekend for Senator Turner to get the idea they're working hard here to grow Illinois. The tourism at the lake has been huge the last couple of years. I think it all started with all the flooding on the rivers and the other lakes, and the fact that there hasn't been a lot of maintenance on them. And so we had new people coming to us for the first time, and they decided to return because our facilities are better or less expensive and nearer than a lot of where they were going before. And then since the COVID thing, everybody's anxious to get out. I mean, people are camping. Our cabins are full every weekend. Our campsites, you know, we have almost 400 campsites on the east side of the lake. And we have a campers community out there that for about 6 months, there's a whole new community out there that live together and shop here in Litchfield. So.
That's amazing. Tourism department. Economic development, I know they've worked essentially hand in hand in some cases. It seems that Route 66 continues to be an incredible magnet for things going through town. I'm sure that's part of the reason why the help wanted issue is so important right now. But was it the blue or the red corridor? I forget which one
I think we're the blue.
We're the blue, okay. The blue corridor did not happen last year because of COVID. Is that scheduled again?
I haven't heard. I know that the main celebration is going to be the anniversary of the road. Yeah. And that's coming up. The governor's appointing a committee for that celebration. And
100 years?
I've been asked to serve on that. I haven't gotten confirmation yet, but happy to do so since we have two routes running through us here, and it's a big part of our community.
So. Yeah, it definitely is. The other interesting thing, as far as what's going on in the community, we talked about sports getting back to normalcy and the way the school's coming along. How is the quality of the education? I know that it's always a concern. It's not that it's been bad, but it's always a concern to make it better. Changes, technology, keeping up, what's going on?
Well, a lot of the things that we're doing, you know, we're launching a new math series this year, and then we're also launching a literacy focus on literacy, and we're using a lot of our staff is becoming accustomed on how the brain reads, and how do children learn to read. And we're spending a good deal of time focusing on that. And then this fall, we'll be focusing on that as well. And then in the spring, we hope to be ready to implement some strategies that are going to improve literacy. But, you know, when you address the quality of education, we are addressing the facilities, which also helps with the quality of education, that you have good facilities, updated facilities that can support the technology. We feel really confident in our technology now that every kindergartner through 12th grade has a device or an updated device that's available to them. We are working on a distance learning classroom at Litchfield High School to provide professional development for teachers or additional learning opportunities for high school students. And then we've really concentrated, as we talked last time, John, on our CTE curriculum in terms of how we're working with kids on finding interests or what do they want to do, and then matching that, and then of course aligning that to our curriculum so our students are able to either go on to a four-year school or to a vocational school or two-year school or actually go into the field of work. And we're really going to start to concentrate our efforts on that, you know, with the Innovation Center. We hope to have an announcement on that soon in terms of that. That has been funded in the capital budget of Illinois. So now it's just a matter of how we move forward. And at some of our meeting next week in terms of how are we going to move forward with that. But we're really trying to work with the city, work with the industries that we have, right, in our region to be able to provide that. And if we have a center and we have Montgomery County becoming an innovation county, that we have all of the schools in Montgomery County working with the schools in Macoupin County to make this corridor right here an innovative corridor so that businesses will want to come here, which will help the medical profession as well. And I think that this is a great idea to have the three entities who do work closely together promoting Litchfield and doing the things to grow our area. And I think that that's really what our process is getting everybody working on a team rather than separate silos, each doing their own thing, but partnering with each other to better our educational opportunities, growth for the city, economic, as well as the hospital. We have good things happening in Litchfield. We're tying them together now, and now it's time to get together and make these things happen.
Yeah, and didn't you tell us at the Economic Development Commission meeting that other school districts have already signed on to this idea?
Yes, so we actually have 10 school districts that have passed resolutions to participate in the Innovation Center. It doesn't obligate them, but they have passed a resolution in support. We're really trying to put a career and area career center in Litchfield to support all of the schools in Montgomery County and Macoupin County.
That's awesome. You know, all three of you have talked about the two C's, really important ones, coordination, cooperation. And, you know, I was thinking, younger in my life, I spent a fair amount of time through my education on two very vibrant corridors, Mattoon-Charleston, you know, when I went to school at Lakeland, and Marion Carbondale when I went, or Murfreesboro all the way across. Murfreesboro kind of on the short end, but Marion Carbondale is just literally full all the way across. Mattoon Charleston with Sarah Bush right out there in the middle is heading that direction as well. We have this opportunity over the next generation to see what you were talking about. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Jerseyville, all the way to the river. This is a great corridor that's been underdeveloped for many, many years. And thank goodness we're in the middle of it.
True. Very true.
Jim, one of the things that the hospital has always been involved in is making sure that the community is educated on things that are going on in terms of health, you know, right. Benefit. You know where I'm going from. Yeah, I'm not sure of the word. Talk about that for a minute.
So we still provide our, as a nonprofit hospital, just like all nonprofit hospitals, we provide community benefit. One of the biggest things that we provide is education to the public. And the other thing that we provide is we do have our St. Clair food pantry. We actually serve over 1,000 families every month to provide healthy food for them to eat. We work with our local businesses, Walmart and Aldi, give us their excess food every month. We also are part of the Illinois Food Bank, and we've been operating that for about 5 years, and it's or probably more than that now. But I think what we find is that it's also an opportunity for us to reach our most vulnerable constituents in the community. We also use that to provide school supplies. We've used it to supply information about vaccinations. We've used it for a whole bunch of other outreach, because it's really our key to hitting our most vulnerable people in our community. And, you know, we're talking about things that we have in the community. In these two counties, you know, Macoupin and Montgomery County, we have 4 hospitals, which is, you know, many counties have 0 in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And in rural hospitals across America are closing every week, every month. These 4 hospitals all happen to be in a good financial situation to stay open. I will say Litchfield is very, very lucky, because if people are looking, you know, we have a lot of people that are telecommuting now, and people are looking to move to rural areas, but one of the things they look for is good schools, and they look for good health care. So, you know, you've got the schools covered great, everything's going in the right direction. The other thing they look for is good health care. We have world-class health care right here in Litchfield. We're very lucky. We have, you know, not only do we have a hospital that's still, we're one of the only 6 critical access hospitals that still offers OB services in the community, that a lot of people are traveling hundreds of miles to have a baby. You can have your baby right here in town. We have, you know, we have an ICU. We have critical care, which the other hospitals do not. And the other thing is we're assisting our physician groups in this community to do the most important thing, which is bring in primary care to start off that healthcare journey for everyone. And they all accept, you know, all insurances or no insurance. So we're working with them to help make sure we have physicians coming in the future. We already have 2 or 3 physicians signed up that are coming in the next couple of years. I have more interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks with physicians that are looking to come here because this community is attractive to them. And the other, and we also have what is key to that is then having the specialists here in town to take care of people. So we're continuing to add all the specialties that we possibly can. Our cancer center is bursting at the seams, so we're going to be adding more providers in there to try to go more days every week. So you don't have to go to Springfield or St. Louis to get cancer care. You're going to get the same cancer care here, same doctors. Come here, you get your chemotherapy here, don't have to leave town. And we have, you know, we have a lot of new services that are coming soon to the hospital. And we're going to have ENT, we're going to have ENT surgery, we're going to have another general surgeon starting, more neurology. We have probably the largest ortho clinic of any small hospital in Illinois, so you can have all of your joint replacement and everything done here. I really think people need to know that this community is blessed. We are blessed with great schools, great leadership, and we're blessed with a great healthcare system that starts with the primary care physicians who don't work for me. So I'm not promoting them because they work for me. They're independent and they're staying independent, but there are strong partners in the community and they care.
You know, the ability that St. Francis had to update the facilities in just the past 6, 8, 10 years is amazing. I mean, it takes so much money. And so much dedication to getting that done. And it's basically a brand new hospital.
Right. When you come inside, it looks brand new. So we have a brand new emergency room. It opened during the pandemic, so unfortunately we couldn't have a big grand opening and everything, and still can't. But it's, you know, we have 9 beds. We have trauma. We take care of our psychiatric emergency patients the right way that you need to. And we receive the most ambulances of any of the critical access hospitals in 4 counties. So we have ambulances coming to us from all over because we have the highest level of care. So really, when people think about the care you're going to get, I lived in Springfield. I lived in Chicago. I'm getting better care here than I got anywhere else.
Yeah. So we have that, and we're going to have the most up-to-date school facilities.
Yeah, you've got it all right. And you have jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs just waiting for people.
That's right.
So I think really when you look at a community, you know, the housing is probably the next, you know, piece. But, when a house comes up, people should grab it because this is a great community to be in.
You mentioned the St. Clair Food Pantry. I did want to mention coming up on July 30th over at Indian Springs Golf Course, there is a benefit golf outing for all of the Montgomery County food pantries, sponsored by the Farm Bureau. It's reasonable priced. It's $60 a person, 4-man teams. It's a scramble. We 4 should go. But I don't think any of us are off that day. Friday, July 30th, and our good friend Katie Wilson over at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau has been working very hard to put this together. Made a fool out of me on the commercial we did, and it's all good, but that's coming up Friday, July 30th. They need to be registered by July 16th, so if you would call the Farm Bureau office or go to montcofb.com, you can be part of it, and all of the food pantries in Montgomery County will benefit. St. Clair does a great job, I know. Okay, I'm basically at a loss for any more questions. You guys have still got stuff you want to mention. I know Steve does because he always does.
Well, I've got a great city administrator, economic developer, and she's busy with project after project. Fortunately, we found that the county is going to be receiving $5.5 million to disperse throughout the county on projects that communities need. And so we're going to have a long list, and I'm sure other communities will. But that's going to help, and I hope that they use it to grow that, you know, do projects that will produce more income, whether it be tourism or sales tax or whatever it be, to grow that $5.5 million and make a real difference. And I applaud the county for the way they're approaching it. We're going to have roundtable meetings, 4 of them coming up beginning next weekend, and everybody gets a chance for input, whether it be communities or nonprofits or businesses and that kind of thing. So there's some good news coming out of that we're getting some help.
There is an independent group that is trying to put together a dog park in Litchfield down by the pool in that area.
Yeah.
And I know I talked to Katie Fenton about that last week. If you need more information on that, go on Facebook. They are going to have a potty in the park, they call it, coming up before too much longer. So yeah, that's
exciting.
Else.
The exciting part of that is that it was kind of put on the park district to do it after the city passed on it. And my daughter is one of the park commissioners, and she found these young people that are willing to step up and get this done. And I so applaud volunteerism, but especially by young people. Yeah. I think it's terrific.
I went to the theater a couple of weeks ago, and I ran into Renee, and she said, "Have they got in touch with you yet?" And I said, "Yes, they're coming on real soon." So she's staying on top of that too. Yeah. So we're good. Education-wise, everything looks good. I would love to say rosy, but, you know, there's always a curmudgeon lurking around under the stairs or something, right?
Well, you know, we're really, I think the best word is optimistic. And I think that, you know, we're going into this year. Yeah, there's going to be some things that we don't control. But, you know, we do control a lot of things that do happen, and we're planning on, you know, taking the ship out. And we've got great staff hired. The new folks coming in on staff are going to be great additions to the Litchfield School District. I think we're working on really positive projects and positive endeavors. That we're really looking forward to being able to have kids in the buildings all the time. And because that's what we do. We educate kids and then get them back. And there's always going to be things out there, John, that, you know, that do pop up. But right now we've got a real positive attitude. We were able to negotiate four-year contracts with both of the LEA and the Teamsters as well. So we have that behind us, and we're really moving forward, in a positive way. And yes, I am lucky that we are full staffing-wise. Now, in the education world, that can change tomorrow. Now, that's when it doesn't turn up rosy, when you find out a teacher's leaving now, and then
true.
It's like the panic mode, right?
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, now we got to figure out what plan B or plan C, because it does have a domino effect. We do have a big teacher shortage out there as well, and they're not out there either. And we're just knocking, thinking every day is a good day to be a Purple Panther.
Jim, you touched on it briefly, talked about the nursing shortage nationwide. Challenges. What's the biggest challenge St. Francis Hospital faces right now?
I think our biggest challenge is definitely making sure that our staff has a good work-life balance, because we have asked them to do a lot during this pandemic. It's been very hard on people in healthcare, and so I think the biggest challenge is, number one, keeping our staff healthy and happy so that we continue to attract more nurses, which we have been. And then the second thing is really just making sure that we get the word out to the community that anything they've put off during this pandemic, they need to come into their doctor and get and be seen. We're anticipating quite a wave of healthcare needs that have been put off during the time of the pandemic, and we're starting to see it already nationwide. We're really seeing it, and that's going to, people need to be, you know, get things handled before it's very severe.
That makes sense. Save the best question for you for last.
All right. I open and I close.
Here it comes. How soon are all these new water meters going to get here, and when is that project going to be done?
Oh my well, that's an ongoing project. We replaced most of them, so
yeah.
we're almost there to completion. We had an issue with the first batch that they weren't totally accurate, so and I don't know whose favor that was in, but we've dealt with that, and I think we're close.
I noticed, I guess I came home one day, and on my mailbox was this note that says, call your reading into the city. So I did, and then I got my bill, and I said, whoa, is there a problem? It's about the 50% higher than usual, because I don't think I read it soon enough is probably what happened.
Well, not only that, but the last bill sent out, I think, covered 38 days. So a lot of people got a sticker shock, and if they didn't look at the dates. I had the same thing.
Yeah.
I thought, whoa, wait a minute, I'm using too much water. But and that's normally the case for a higher bill, is you're using more water. But anytime there is a problem, John, I want to tell anybody that call the water department, and they'll be happy to come out and check your meter or check flow. And, you know, if you're worried about maybe a toilet that's leaking, we have a dye that we put in the tank, and easy to see that it's leaking or not. So
good.
I do want to throw in, I do see that they're striping State Street.
They're laying out the situation. Yes. There was product.
Yeah.
Getting the paint.
You know what? The road is fantastic to drive on. Our bus drivers who went up and down that street are really complimentary of the street, and particularly with a new building coming in there, to have a great resurfaced road there. But, yeah, I noticed there was some action there today.
Unfortunately, they're going to get only half of it done before the Pickers Market, and they'll finish next week.
Yeah.
But they wanted to get started, and we don't want to hold it up any longer. So,
infrastructure. You've got some new streets that have been done in the last couple of years. Any ongoing projects or new projects?
And the beauty of those new streets is they didn't cost the taxpayer anything.
I remember.
Yeah. My focus is these next 4 years is going to be more on infrastructure. I want to start doing more sidewalks and not piecemeal. I'd like to do a block at a time or two or three blocks at a time. You know, while the equipment's there, we might as well do it. Mm-hmm. But... and I know there's a long list of needs in that area, but that, and at some point we're going to have to address lead water lines too. And some of the money from the county may be available for that. So
you mentioned there's a meeting coming up to discuss what to do with that influx of grant money that's coming in. When is that going to be?
The first meeting is on the 17th. I think it's from 2 to 4 p.m. That's a Saturday. And it's at they want RSVPs, so it's going to be at the Extension office in Hillsboro.
Okay.
And then there'll be three other meetings the following week or 10 days after that.
Okay.
And again, you know, hospitals, school administrators.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I won't be able to make the first one, but the next three I will be at, and we'll have representation at all of them.
Okay. The floor is yours. Anybody else want to add anything? They go good. We have nearly taken 1 hour and solved the problems of Central Illinois. That's
right.
Wonderful.
And if you're listening to this broadcast, apply for a job in Litchfield.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes. Let's get to work.
And if you're looking for a great school district, you know, the Litchfield School District is the place to come. We're ready to go.
All right, I do want to mention that this this hour, this broadcast, will be up on the WSMIradio.com website probably after tomorrow afternoon. So if you joined in the middle or you know somebody who should hear it, see, it's all public record now on all three of you. You can't back away. I heard you say. So it'll be up on the website by probably 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
It's been great. You bet. Don't go away. I got stuff to talk about off air. We'll do it again soon.